We proceed First Friday on Thursday with Rogue Sounds. Josh Gross, a music player, creator, and critic, joins us with the sounds of five bands coming to the region, usually. This time, with no gigs, we've asked Josh to bring in the sounds of five regional bands of note, bands we hope to hear more from in the future. Josh, good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Jeffrey.
Where have you gone to Earth?
Where have I gone to Earth? I mean, in my apartment, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hunkering down.
Recording live from my backyard.
Reporting live for your backyard. Good. Yeah. Good to have you on.
I got news for you. There's a blue jay here, and I think he has a weight problem.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's a thing you're reporting on yet on JPR, but like birds with obesity, it's going to be an epidemic if this keeps up, and they're just nothing in the way of them eating all the worms they want.
You have heard the concern about people gaining 15 pounds because they're stuck at home and not getting a lot
of
exercise.
I'm telling you, this blue jay has definitely gained 15 pounds. He's a fatty. I've never seen a fat blue jay before. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry, off topic. That's really funny.
We're getting beyond the basic factual stuff here. First of all, how hard was it to pick out a list of five bands just to narrow the list down?
It's harder than it thinks, you know, because, I mean, there's definitely, the thing is, usually areas have, like, every area everywhere has, like, a cluster of, like, a particular groups of a style. So you end up, if you're just going to like go, here are the five greatest bands in the area, you're probably going to end with five, you know, in Seattle, you'd have five grunge bands or something like that. So you want to spread that out a little bit because there is more diversity everywhere than people realize. But also, you know, like there's just a lot of quality players and everything, you know, I don't know. It hurt a little bit. There's some people I feel like I may have to, you know, field some apologies later, but whatever.
Well, you know,
this happens.
Don't forget that you can always have a B list and we can use that potentially next month if things go on as they have been so far.
Yeah, because everybody loves being on the B list.
Oh, well, okay. How about the A and the A plus list? Let's put it that way. All right, let's stop getting ourselves in trouble. Let's go straight out. So the first band is called Old Mountain Dew, and it's...
Yeah, I love these guys.
So it's D-U-E. I just want to make it clear. It's not talking about the soft drink, so yeah. It's like your old mountain has come due. So Old Mountain Dew, first up on this Rogue Sounds. We were getting our own rhythm section there. Maddie was really digging on this one. So what can you tell us about Old Mountain Dew, Josh?
Okay, before I start, I want to give a blanket sort of full disclaimer that a lot of the groups here, I've more than just like passive reporting in some extent. But Old Mountain Dew I picked specifically because that clip that we just played, that's from like, I think like 5 years ago. One of the things that's so fascinating to me about them is that I think of them as like the quintessential Southern Oregon band.
Uh-huh.
They've got that sort of like old-timey bluegrass, you know, sound. But by and large, they're not really like leaning into the sort of like 1920s nostalgia, other than maybe like a little bit of sonically. Like they've got their own songs, they've got their own stuff, they've got their own sound. Like Larry, the singer, he's got this wonderful gravelly voice that just sounds like he's fresh out of a metal band.
Mm-hmm.
But what's one of the things that's so interesting about them is that their recorded output is almost non-existent. They did an album, like, I think nearly 10 years ago at this point, and they hate it and have tried to bury it as much as possible. So by and large, this is only a band you would know about locally if you'd actually seen them play, which to me is not only, like, makes them, like, sort of a quintessentially, like, local band that everyone should know about, but it's also fascinating because part of, like, the aesthetic of, like, string bands is that, you know, it was something that could just set up on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's sort of like part of what makes it so interesting. I feel like those guys are really embracing that. And their songs are so good, and they just have such a great energy and just such a great sound. And man, it's fun to see, like, just shredding that banjo, like, in a serious way.
Yeah, he really was. So that's interesting, though, because this is not the first band I've heard of that put out an album and hated it and really tried to make sure that nobody listened to it.
Yeah, it's more common than you think, because it's, you know, there's a reason record producing is like a high paid gig. It's a hard thing to do. And the big thing now is that everyone has access to recording software and equipment in ways they've never had before. That doesn't necessarily mean they know how to use it. there's a lot of sort of preset plugins where you can kind of distribute.
All right, Josh Gross is here with this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. His phone's going a little bit in and out, but we're not talking about gigs coming up because there are no gigs for the foreseeable future. So we're talking in general terms about bands to get to know in the region, and Old Mountain Dew was the first among them. And then we move on to I love this name, the Shaky Harlots.
Shaky Harlots, love these guys.
Those guys are so good at setting a mood, Josh. I looked out the window and was surprised to see the sun shining.
Yeah. So the Shaky Harlots, I picked an interesting song by them. They're usually a lot louder. That's one of their slower tunes. Some of them, people locally may know that voice. That's Brenna Dean, formerly of 100 Watt Mind, who are a fairly well-known local band. I picked these guys because they're just slaying everything that they do right now. And they're the kind of group where when you see them, like, they just kind of stamp your heart, stamp your soul, and you just say, I will see them every time they play, 100 times, 1,000 times, I don't care. Some groups you'll see once, you'll be like, that was cool, I did it, I can check it off the list. But these guys, once you see them, you're just in. It's like that kind of classic rock and roll style of like a traveling cult where you see it and it's just wow, because they're so intense. And most of their stuff is much louder, much more raucous, much crazier, but even on a slow song like that, they just, it's intoxicating, you know?
Uh-huh, it really is.
And to me, that's, it's like you said, it creates a mood, but it creates a mood for real. Like, it just, it wants to draw you in. It's saying, come in, come along for this ride with us. And to me, that's what, like, really good music does. It's not like a thing that's done and that you're, like, an audience to, but it's something that says, be a part of this. Come be a part of this with us. You're, as an audience, you are an essential component of the band.
And this is a Rogue Valley band, right?
Yeah. They're mostly based out of sort of Medford and a little bit around, but they've been doing a lot of regional gigs out on the coast up in Eugene, sort of working on some, they were working on some touring. They have a small, I think they have a small record deal from a label on the East Coast, but mostly it's self-produced. It's been a sort of meandering pathway, but if you get the chance to see them, I highly recommend taking it. Just really phenomenal energy.
All right, the Shaky Harlots, item number 2 on our list on this month's edition of Rogue Sounds, which, of course, is not about gigs. It's just about bands to listen for in the future. We move on to Joss Sun and the Rising Tide. Guess who was the Rastafari now? Guess who I grow them dreads? Guess who was sailing up the most high now? Guess who I hold them meds? Guess who was the Rastafari now? Guess who I locks them dreads? Guess who was sailing up the most high now? Guess who? Guess who? All the big artists who used to sing the truth. What tell the girl them broke out, start singing. And the Dan will give the juvenile the thing for shoot. The whole of them get caught up in the king's recruit. Rastafari, the only king we choose. Don't fight him one me. Well, that was kind of surprising. I saw the name Joss Sun and expected reggae, but I did not expect that horn section and then all those deep background vocals, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I usually give heavy side eye to white people playing reggae, especially locally. But these guys are really, really good. And, you know, they played a handful of gigs locally, Brick Room and stuff like that. But the thing is that Joss Sun is like a sort of a transplant, recently came here, kind of put the band together from local players, but is a singer. He's been all around the world. So he has this massive international audience. And I mean, like, the band just went on a tour to India where they're playing to like tens of thousands of people. They recently flew up to Seattle to play a private party for, I think, one of the founders of Microsoft last year. So, I mean, like, the thing is that they're a local band. But on an international stage, these guys are like megastars. And the fact that they're based locally and you can actually go see them in Brick Room or something like that is pretty cool, I think. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because of how actually complex the music is. Like the bass player, Bo Shepherd, who is a top-grade player, he told me this is the hardest music he's ever played. which you don't really think about because you kind of think about bass. It's like boom, 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 yeah. You know, and but then you go and you see them play and you're like, wow, this is some amazingly technical, like complex rhythm stuff. And on top of that, it just makes you want to dance, makes you feel good. And man, they have like a big reach internationally. So like the chance that you can come see them locally, to me, that really stands out.
That's impressive. Josh Sun and the Rising Tide. Now, a couple bands that we've already heard a bit from, I think, before. So it was Summer Colds.
We've played these guys before, yeah, but I'm going to play them every time you give me the opportunity because I just love their songs.
All right, let's hear them. I just want to hide from the sun when I stay inside. I don't have any fun when I stay out late. I can barely breathe now when I get back. Summer Colds here with Josh Gross on Rogue Sounds. That's an impressive set of stuff.
It is. You know, Summer Colds feels like an appropriate band name for this
yes.
summer. But I love these guys just because there's an attention to songcraft. You know, like the thing is, like good loud rock music will have an audience anywhere, anytime. You know, so it's got a backbeat. You can shout, you can shake your fist at the sky. It's great. And I love that, like, the attention that they put into songcraft. It was a very, very slow process for them putting their album out. It took, you know, a year or two. And it was because there was such an attention to detail and getting just the harmonies right and the sounds right. And the lyrics are catchy. They stick with you. They say something, you know. And that means a lot to me, you know. Like, I'm a writer by trade, so, like, I really, like, appreciate a good, clever turn of phrase. And I love the sort of lyrical wordplay. And one of the reasons these guys are quintessentially Southern Oregon band also is that they don't tour. They have day jobs here. They're not going to be going out in the world. You can see them basically here and nowhere else.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so, I'm not saying they're never going to tour. I don't know what their plans are, but like by and large, this is sort of a like our local statement on local people talking about local life locally for locals. And, you know, that's a big deal.
It is. I know you're very big on that. In fact, I want to make sure we get time in for the final band here, also very local and dedicated. Here's Slow Corpse.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by so much of this, Josh, that what you're handing us here this month is stuff that sounds simple at first, but has an amazing degree of complexity the longer you listen to it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to give you the good stuff, Jeffrey. I don't want to, like, pick up the local, you know, Tom Petty cover band. That'd be embarrassing. So when you said earlier about, like, you know, like, that really focus on local, what I actually think it is a focus on relevancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and the thing is that when you live in a sort of small cluster, you know, isolated cluster, the things that are relevant to you may not be the things that are relevant to someone who lives in Manhattan, you know?
Sure.
And locality can have a lot to play into that. Now, one of the reasons I like Slow Corpse so much is that, you know, Southern Oregon, for its many wonderful factors, has also moved a little bit slower culturally. And when these guys sort of came onto the scene a couple years ago, they really blasted out a lot of the sort of older musical paradigms. And they said, guys, that stuff's ancient history. We're living in a new sonic paradigm. And they did something that young people found immediately relevant. And they said, wow, like, there's actually bands locally that they're doing the things that I'm into. And then on top of that, they went out into the world and they, you know, like, kind of did some major touring, some good festival appearances, got a small record deal, pushed it out there, and kind of became like one of the bands that's saying, like, pushed our sort of paradigm out into the world. And I love that pairing of sort of like Southern Oregon's cultural values, but with a sort of more modern cultural aesthetic. And I think that they really speak to that in a way that a lot of people find relevant. And man, they're fun live.
All right, so, a great bunch of bands in this month's Rogue Sound: Slow Corpse, Summer Colds, Josh Sun and the Rising Tide, The Shaky Harlots, and Old Mountain Dew. Thanks to Josh Gross. Thanks to you for listening.